West Kelowna, BC. Here's what some people are saying about the unfolding wildfire disaster in the Okanagan, where the McDougall Creek fire has forced thousands of people to evacuate from West Kelowna. The blaze has destroyed a significant number of properties. It was a devastating night last night, probably the toughest of my career. We fought hard last night to protect our community. It was like 100 years of firefighting in one night. West Kelowna Fire Chief Jason Broland: to see the fire jumped a lake like that was unreal. And within 8 minutes, it felt like a quarter of the mountain was on fire. There were people that can't go anywhere. They think their houses burned down, but they are not sure. You can just see this look on their face. West Kelowna photographer Darren Hull: it's probably the worst wildfire I've ever recorded just because of the human impact. It's a bit like spitting on a campfire when you have a fire that intense. It's very discouraging to see how you just can't slow it down. Calgary resident and weather specialist Kyle Britton: it got scary last night, just because as the sun sets, you can really see what's happening. The fire started cresting the ridge just above our house that came down to the Rose Valley, the lake and reservoir and whatnot, and it started to crest that mountain. We slept maybe 2 hours. West Kelowna resident Alicia Campbell: our hearts are with the people, communities and First Nations adversely affected by wildfires in BC. It was a devastating evening fighting fires and working to protect people and homes, with extremely difficult and rapidly evolving conditions continuing today. BC Premier David Eby: it looks like it's everywhere, the whole mountains. They haven't really painted a picture of exactly what has been lost, but you can see devastation. Today, it's really hitting me how many people I know who have already possibly lost their home. There is a good possibility that my neighborhood could be next. West Kelowna resident Carrie Friesen: we saw the lower building start to burn and we could hear explosions. It was crazy. You'd drive along and there'd be a house gone, and then you drive along and there'd be like a tree on fire in the middle of rocks. West Kelowna resident Les York, who watched from his boat as Lake Okanagan Resort burned, with files from Nono Shen, Brianna Charlebois, Brittany Hobson and Dirk Meissner: this report by the Canadian Press was first published August 18, 2023. The Canadian Press.